listening to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast.
Hello and welcome everyone to the La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast. I'm your hostess, Monique Ramsey. And my guest today is Brittany Aboud. She is an esthetician for us. She's getting started with us for that, because I know a lot of you know Cameron, who's our esthetician, but Cameron's really busy. And so we have more needs for estheticians. And so Brittany has a good background in that. So we'll talk to her about that. And she's also our medical assistant team lead in the med spa. So she has a bunch of really fun background points that we're going to touch on today. So welcome, Brittany.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you here. Okay, I think you're like now the third or fourth Brittany at La Jolla Cosmetic.
I know, there are a lot of us.
Did they give you a nickname or?
I think, well, Brittany, Haley and I work together a lot too. So a lot of people have been calling me Aboud.
Aboud?
My last name.
Your last name? It's like Team Brittany.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, your role here. You've been at La Jolla Cosmetic how long?
Since August last year.
Yeah. So over a year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your sister works here as well. So some of the people in the audience know Taryn.
Yes. I think she's been here for about 5 years.
Yeah. So tell me about your role that you've been doing and kind of what you'll be doing as an esthetician.
So I was brought on as a medical assistant, and about 90 days in, I became the lead medical assistant, and I just have a lot of background knowledge of protocols and practices and OSHA, and I have just a lot of information and education on that from my past experiences, and I came on really trying to make a difference in how protocols and procedures work. So I follow through with patients. I follow through, make sure everything's clean and up to standard, and OSHA and all the practices are pretty much running smoothly. And the patient care is very, very top notch.
Yeah. I've heard that you're sort of an organizational wizard. Like yes. You tell me, could we like start a new show? You know, like,
yeah, my sister is too. It's funny. We have the same tendencies. Yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember when I was in the med spa with her and she would go whipping through to organize things. And I hear you do the same.
Yes. I love to be clean and organized. And, you know, if there's something to find, I'll find it and I'll clean it. And, you know, I think I'm pretty well known for that at this point.
Yeah. Tell me a little bit about the educational path. And did it lead you first towards the medical assistant side, or did it lead you first towards the esthetician side?
I first started in aesthetics. So I passed my state board in 2009. So I've been an esthetician for 13 years, and that is truly my passion. I think just in general, helping patients reach their goals as far as their aesthetic goals. I love that, and kind of understanding their path and how they have gotten to the point where they really want to come in to the practice and change their skin or change what bothers them. You know, that takes a big leap for a lot of people. So that's where I started. And then through the years, I worked with a plastic surgeon and a cosmetic dermatologist, and then showed here. So I've learned a lot about patient care and a bunch of different aspects of this whole business.
Mm-hmm. As an esthetician, how do you work with patients to get their skin better? It's like, do you kind of start with a consultation first, or, you know, at that first skincare appointment, how do you guys create the plan?
I definitely start with a consult, and I don't really usually consider it to be a consultation. I just want to get to know the patient, where they're coming from, their history of sun damage, where they grew up. It's a big role in how their skin is. And then just their overall day-to-day skincare. If they've had children, any stresses in their lives, pretty much go from there. And it seems to be a pretty quick conversation once they just start feeling relaxed and want to talk about it.
Yeah. I love the fact that you really look at their background, their history, their kind of where they get the baby oil. Mm-hmm. Sunbathing kind of girl, or were they always under the umbrella or somewhere in between? And, you know, when you get to know patients in that first meeting, that really helps relax them, because I think it is sort of embarrassing.
Because everyone is a little embarrassed. It could be that they have acne or acne scars, or that they have really bad melasma that they don't know what to treat it with. or that they don't have a clue what to use because there's so many products out there.
Yeah.
It can get very confusing. And then people will just say, I'll just use soap. And then they're embarrassed about that, you know? So I try and make a comfortable space for them to be honest and give my honest opinion and advice after that.
Yeah. So doing this for 13 years, mm-hmm. can you think of like certain things that you've learned from listening to patients through those encounters?
I would say 98% of patients that are over maybe 25 have never used sunblock, or they use sunblock very sparingly. So I grew up with really not a lot of sunblock. And if I did, it was usually after I was like severely burned. You know, I grew up in Huntington Beach and every day I went to the beach, and my dad was a surfer. My mom was into yachts. And so we just grew up near the water and near the beach. And that's something that I come across every single time I talk to a patient, and they use baby oil, or they laid on their roof, or they did, you know, the foil. And I can relate to that. And, you know, and then, so I'm 37 and I used tanning beds up until I was like 25.
Oh, wow.
But sparingly, you know, but I mean, that's right when I became an esthetician, and I was right. Like, oh no, never again. The sun is not my friend.
Now, do you use the Vizia to help patients like see their, even if they don't have a laser treatment or something else, even if they're just going to get onto a skincare protocol, do you usually use that tool to show where the sun damage is, or to sort of help them understand what is going on underneath the surface?
Since I haven't actually started my practice here as an esthetician, I haven't, but I truly believe in the Vizia photos. I think it is a great tool to see the good, the bad, the ugly, and really kind of compare where you started and then where you are maybe in a year from now. Uh-huh. So I will definitely use the Vizia, especially the first day, first consult. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. I think it's a great tool. And if any of you have never done it, book a 10-minute appointment with us and we can put you on the, I've actually still never done it. I've seen it. I've seen people on there. I want to do it.
Oh,
and,
come in.
You know, to really, I know, right? So, but just to kind of see, because you see the problems on the surface of your skin, but sometimes I think that sun damage component, mm-hmm. you can't really see all of it.
Oh, it's amazing. You can see the UV, the brown spots, the dark spots, the red areas, and then fine lines and wrinkles. It shows a graph. So it's amazing. I love the Vizia.
So you mentioned that you grew up in Huntington Beach. So mm-hmm. tell me about kind of you, not in work time, like how you grew up and what you love to do now, some of the passions that you have.
So I grew up in Huntington Beach. Like I said, went to the beach every single day. Like our physical education, our BE classes were at the beach. We had surf classes. And then we moved to San Diego when I was 15, almost 15, and went to Granite Hills High School and embraced San Diego. And then I basically just always loved skincare, but I struggled with acne. So that's kind of how I became an esthetician, and also wanted something to always fall back on. So I knew that even if I didn't go full blown ahead with being an esthetician at a practice, I could always go back to that. And I found comfort in that. And then I have two dogs. I'm married now for 2 years. So that's new. And I live in Tierra Santa. Uh-huh. That's new as well. Like I was actually living in Crown Point in San Diego for the last 8 years. So I just moved to Tierra Santa and living in the suburbs. But we love to go to the beach and take our dogs to the beach. I have a 14-year-old poodle mix. And then my husband had an Aussie. So the Aussie's 4.5 and they're just yin and yang.
Oh my gosh. What are their names?
Buck is the Aussie and Charlie is my little fluffy mutt. So we call them Buck and Chuck.
Buck and Chuck. Yeah. I love it.
I think our worlds revolve around them. And yeah, we just kind of take it easy and take the dogs out a lot. And we go up to North County and, you know, go to the beaches up there and visit some family. And then my husband's family is up in Northern California. So we go up there a lot too. We go up to Tahoe quite a bit.
Oh, that's so pretty. I've only been to Tahoe once. And, you know, you hear Lake Tahoe, whatever. But then when I got up there, I'm like, Really, this lake is huge.
It's huge. It's so beautiful.
I don't know what I was expecting, but I was like blown away at how pretty it was and how big it was.
Yeah. So. I love going up there. The summer or winter.
Are you a skier?
You know, I used to snowboard back in the day. I was actually pretty good, I thought. And then one day I broke my tailbone snowboarding, and it was in Big Bear on ice. You know, we don't have any, we have hard pack ice in Big Bear. And I broke my tailbone, and I was never the same. I was always scared to try anything new and didn't really excel after that.
Yeah, you know, once you have that hard fall, it's like, do I really want to get back up on the horse or not?
No. Yeah, it's something that haunts me still.
Yeah, I don't get in the ocean because, I mean, I get in the ocean, but I don't like really love getting out and swimming a lot because I had a scary riptide experience as a teenager. It kind of was floating from Del Mar to La Jolla. I was yelling at my friends, like, why are you going away from me? They're like, you're going away. It was really scary. And I had no idea what to do. So I was kind of like, yeah, you know, the ocean's nice. I'll wade in, but I'm good.
Yeah, that's how I would be too. You trust the ocean.
So as far as the things that in the esthetician room, you know, we have the Diamond Glow, we have the Hydrafacial, the Oxygenio, or kind of the main three. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite of those, or what do you feel like is the best for most patients, or do you just work with them on an individual basis?
I think that the Hydrafacial is really customizable. So I think that would work for most people, most skin types, most people. You can really adjust the acids in it, and then the protein builders and derma builders, and kind of focus on a lot of different things with one machine and get also a really nice deep clean. Mm-hmm. And not as deep as a microderm, but it's something that will actually cleanse the skin and pull the skin, get all the impurities out, and then kind of inject the skin with the serums without actually injecting. It's kind of like it pushes it into the skin.
Like infusing it. Yeah.
Yes, infusing.
And then what are the different variations of that Hydrafacial?
Well, with Hydrafacial, there's a certain acid strength that you would do for everyone. There's three different ones. And then it's 7.5%, 15%, or 30%. And then you can just kind of go up from there and play around with it. And if you do have a patient that wants to focus on sun damage or brightening their skin, there's vitamin C. You can actually mix in other products as well. So if you know that that patient really wants to focus on sun damage and brightening their skin, you can put in different products to customize that for them. And for acne patients, salicylic acid is the best thing for it. And the mixtures for the acids that we have salicylic and glycolic.
Oh.
So they're very customizable. And then you can purchase basically add-ons. So if you have very thin skin and mature skin, like a derma builder would be a good add-on for that.
And what is a derma builder? That sounds interesting.
It's a protein for the skin. It helps protect the skin on the dermal layer. Mm. And it just builds those proteins and collagens on the outside.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah.
It's good for thin skin, mature skin. I love it for like under the eyes and you know, where that laxity is there for most people.
So what do you want listeners to take away from listening to this podcast?
I hope that listeners take away that I am patient positive. I want to make sure that they feel so comfortable telling me everything that they do. Don't be ashamed if you're not doing anything at all. I'm here to help. I treat every patient like they're a family member, to be honest. And I understand that there's some limitations as far as budgets and really remembering the steps and the time and, you know, what people can and can't use. And I want to be there for the patient and kind of be that hand to hold if this is new to them or if they've never really walked down that path before. Mm-hmm. I want to help them.
Yeah. Then when patients come on in for that first visit with you, is there like a certain assessment or is it more of a conversation?
Well, because I would have the room now to myself, I would love to assess the patient, and I can pretty much have them just wash and look at their skin. I don't have to have them under, you know, a mag light, and I can look at a patient and kind of see if there's some damage that we need to work on or acne scars or melasma, just by looking at them. So it doesn't need to be super intense. And then just getting to know their background and what they use. And like I said, where they grew up and if they're in the sun a lot, if they run, what their diet's like, things like that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you think diet plays in?
If someone's struggling from acne or just really, really oily skin, sometimes it can be from a diet.
Oh.
So if they're eating really greasy food, especially if they're a little younger too, there's the hormonal changes in younger, like early 20s, but then also like after 50.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know this.
Yeah. Anyone can get a breakout. I don't want anyone to think that they, you know, they're past that breakout stage. You're not. There's always a chance that you can break out. But just their diet can play a big part of it. I feel like me personally, when I eat healthier, my skin looks better. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people, if they notice that, if they want to notice that other than their body, they can look at their skin too and see, you know, if it looks more glowy and just healthier and more full, it does make a difference.
Yeah. Plump sort of.
Yeah. Plump. Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the product lines. Like, well, I won't even ask this question because I know the answer. I was going to say, if you're on a desert island and you can only pick one product, I know what you're going to say.
Yes.
Oh, well, see, actually, okay. I was thinking sunscreen.
Oh, yes. Well, yes.
But besides after sunscreen, so which product would you like have to have with you?
Okay. So after sunscreen, I would take TNS. And before starting here at La Jolla Cosmetic, I never used TNS because I was always acne prone. Mm-hmm. Not that I had current acne, but I know my skin and I know that I can break out from regenerative products.
Like the growth factors or?
The growth factors. Yeah. And if you are acne prone, more times than not, it will lead you to a breakout. But TNS did not. And that was my first time using it because I'd used Neocutis in the past and I kind of had to be careful with it because it is regenerating, but TNS is a little lighter and it didn't make me break out. And it's just a wonderful product. I use it morning and night.
Yeah, me too. And we'll have a link in the show notes, but it's the TNS Advanced Plus Serum. And their growth factors have been out over 20 years now. They just had their 20th anniversary for that. And in this latest iteration, this Advanced Plus Serum, it really, I think they took away some of the things that were irritating some people and it doesn't smell. The older version smelled funny and that was hard for people to get past. And this newer version, which has now been out just over a year, is really amazing. And I haven't found anybody yet who hates it.
You know,
it's like one of those things you have to do.
Yeah. It's expensive, but it's worth it. You know, and I always tell people like, you can kind of skip on certain things, you know, like if you really want to get TNS or something that's a little pricier, you know, maybe get something that's a little less expensive as for a face wash, you know what I mean? And focus on something that's actively going to change your skin. And that is an active ingredient product like TNS.
Right. You know, I mean, even the things you can buy at the makeup counter can be really expensive. And you're like, really? Now, I think the one thing we would want to say, which is the best price is when you subscribe to a auto ship. So on our website, on shop.ljcsc.com, you can click on SkinMedica and it takes you to our SkinMedica site. They do free 2-day shipping. And if you subscribe and you can choose like if every 60 days or every 90 days or every 45 days, and you can pause it if you need to, but you can click and it the first time it auto ships to you. So not on the first purchase, that's 10% off. But then the second purchase on the auto ship would be 20% off. So getting that auto ship, you know, 20% off, when you're talking about this product that's expensive, that's the way to do it. So that's my advice to everybody. I love that little program and just have it come to your house and not have to worry about getting it refilled and parking and all that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So our brand promise here at La Jolla Cosmetic is where dreams become real. So tell me about a dream of yours that became real.
Ooh, I think in this industry, which is really crazy. Okay, so I had a breast dog from Dr. Brahmi when I was 19.
Oh my gosh.
My sister and I both.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we came here a long time ago. And at that first consultation, I thought, what an awesome place to work. Like all these people, all these nurses, everybody around me seems so happy. And it just seems like such a fun place. And like kind of my niche. I loved that kind of stuff. And I always thought to myself, I want to work for a plastic surgeon. I want to be in this industry. And I did. I became what I really wanted to be. And I thought about it the other day. I was like, you know, I've like reached my goal and I'm happy to be working side by side with other doctors and providers, you know, PAs, nurses that work also with Dr. Brahmi. And I thought that was so funny that have come full circle.
I had no idea. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. And you know, I've heard that a couple of times that we've done other podcast meetings, some of the staff and people started off as patients before they came to work here. And I love that because then you've kind of seen it from both sides. You understand the patient journey from that perspective. And oh, that's neat.
Yeah. Christina was my nurse.
Of course she was.
That's it's neat. Fun. I love to tell that story to patients. I'm like, you know what? I've been around for a long time.
But you don't look it. That's for sure.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have a new thing that we're going to try.
Okay.
So it's a little rapid fire back and forth. So I'm going to give you a word and then you're going to give me the first word you think of. Okay.
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 Beauty.
Comfortable. Comfortable beauty.
California.
Sunshine.
Sunshine. Yeah, no, sunshine's the next word. I'm just going down the list. That is the next word.
Sunset cliffs.
Oh, so pretty there. Yeah. Sunscreen.
Necessity.
Wrinkles.
Maturity.
Laser.
Yes. I don't know. Love.
Love. That's funny. Okay, that was kind of fun, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now before we wrap it up, I want to let our podcast listeners, you know, we give $25 off of any product or service of 50 or more. So all you have to do is just show that you're a subscriber and we'll give you that. When you come in, we can give you that off, whatever you're choosing to have. So Brittany, if I were giving you $25 off of 50 or more, what product or treatment would you want to spend that on?
I would use it towards either facial or a product. And I think, well, I love TNS, but I'm trying to spread the love a little bit and see. Maybe Lumiere for it's new Cutis. Lumiere is an eye cream and it's regenerating. It's super thick and wonderful. I feel like it's made a big difference for the thin skin. I have very thin skin under my eyes and it's because I sleep on my side and smile lines and things like that. But I feel like it's really changed my under eyes. And also it's an upper treatment, upper eyelid and lower eyelid treatment. So you can use it on both.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that. So that's the Lumiere and it's through Neocutis.
Neocutis. Yep. Yeah. It's a teal bottle.
Yeah. I love that color. They're so pretty.
I know. I love this. The packaging is beautiful.
Yeah. And then the TNS Advanced Plus Serum is from SkinMedica. Mm-hmm. And then of your sunscreens, what do you like to use?
My go-to is the Elta MD Elements. And that's because the Elements has titanium dioxide and zinc in one of the highest formulations, but there's a tint to it. So there's a little bit of a shade to it and it doesn't come off all white and pasty on your skin. So it kind of hides that zinc color. And then it also is water resistant and it's, I believe it's 44 SPF. So it looks like you have a little bit of makeup on and it covers just as much as you'd want to cover. And I use it every day.
Oh, yeah. And you can use it under makeup?
Yep, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I think my makeup goes on a little nicer when I have the Elements on first.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to know. It's kind of a nice hot tip from Brittany.
Yeah.
Love it. Well, so you'll be seeing patients on what days right now? Do we know?
We're going to start on Thursday, September 29th.
Okay.
And then so Thursdays from then on out. So awesome. It's going to be 8:30 to 5 on Thursdays.
Put me in your schedule. Okay. Okay. I want to come. I think that would be really fun.
Perfect.
And we'll get me on the Vizia too. And we can see what's going on under there. But yeah, I would love to like be a guinea pig for something if you need
absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm always your girl.
I will.
That'd be great. All right. Well, Brittany, thank you. And if any of you who are listening have questions about our services or want to schedule a consultation with Brittany or
Come in and get a Vizia.
Come in and get a Vizia.
Talk skincare.
Yeah, exactly. Just give us a call. We'll have all the ways to contact us in the show notes and links to everything we talked about today. And thank you so much, Brittany. It was fun to talk to you.
Oh, thank you. I had a great time.
Take a screenshot of this podcast episode with your phone and show it at your consultation or appointment, or mention the promo code podcast to receive $25 off any service or product of $50 or more at La Jolla Cosmetic. La Jolla Cosmetic is located just off the I-5 San Diego Freeway in the ZyMed building on the Scripps Memorial Hospital campus. To learn more, go to ljcsc.com or follow the team on Instagram at ljcsc. The La Jolla Cosmetic Podcast is a production of The Axis, THEAXIS.io.